So your show at the Mezzanine Gallery, it features works on paper, but they're not just drawings, correct?
That is correct. These are prints. They're mezzotints, which is an intaglio process where you make a texture on a copper plate, and then you draw into it with different barrens and scrapers. And it's kind of the opposite of drawing. When you put down a mark, it turns out when printed as very light. So whatever you press down on turns light. Whatever you don't, it's really, really dark. So yeah, these are all prints. The majority of the show is a series called 20 Questions. And it has 20 mezzotints. They're all about 2x2, and they're paired with a crumpled piece of paper. And the drawing on the mezzotint is actually of that crumpled piece of paper. So they kind of play off of each other. It's kind of the very, very dark, deep drawing, and then the very sort of light, crumpled paper, sort of imitating each other. With these prints, there are also a soundtrack associated to them that's activated by a button on the bottom of the frame. And each one of the soundtracks ask a question, which is all based upon the old game 20 Questions, where you ask a question and you're trying to figure out what a particular object is or what a thing is. And these questions really can't be answered. They're really the big questions out there, like, you know, what is art and what is life, what is death, things that really can't be answered. Soundtracks all last each about a minute, and they're all different. So when they're all going, it's pretty entertaining.
You're going to have a big crowd of people pondering your questions.
That is the hope. That is the hope, yes. I think one of the things I was looking at with this series is kind of the role of the artist as asking questions. I think many artists do that with their work. So this one kind of takes it to another level. And the soundtracks are, you know, they're all layered with various instruments, samplings from my father playing saxophone, which he's a professional saxophone player in Florida, to roosters crowing at the Florida State Fair when I was down there visiting them. So it's all a variety of the sounds also. So it gives kind of textures to the dialogue.
It sounds like it'll spice it up a little bit.
I think so.
So how did you record these recordings? Did you take a microphone out yourself?
Yes, I have a little digital multi-track recorder. And then they're all transferred to a little sound card, which it's very low tech. It's similar to the greeting card sound that you get when you open a greeting card and it sings happy birthday or something like that.
So these sound cards are built into the frames that your mezzotints are in.
Exactly, yes.
And did you build these frames yourself?
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, there's nothing off the shelf you can get for this type of thing.
So why choose mezzotints? Why not just draw the crumpled pieces of paper?
Well, I always like the idea of it sort of being a not a reproduction, but it's a print. It's a facsimile. Prints, I think, are what I like about them is they're more accessible. And the other thing is that I each one of these things is an edition of five. So that it lends for, like I say, a much more accessible type of artwork. Prints in general were made by artists to do that, where you wouldn't be able to afford a painting, but you could get a print of Rembrandt or something like that. The other thing is that in drawing, to get the richness of the ink and so on would be very, very difficult to get these deep blacks and subtleties that you can get with this process.
along with deeper colors, like those deeper blacks you're talking about. It's also a labor of love producing one of these, right? You have to dent the copper and do a whole bunch of things. About how long does that take?
Well, the preparing the copper itself can take hours. I mean, these little ones were a little more efficient, but they would take probably 3 or 4 hours just to prepare the copper. And then drawing into it, it's very difficult to see. You're working very finely, so I use a magnification to draw them. And then in printing them, they're also very difficult. You've got to really use a lot of pressure. And just as soon as you have your press cranked down to where you think you're going to break it, you crank it down a little bit more, and then you'll get a good image.
So you need quite a bit of pressure. I can't just go home and stack up my encyclopedias and do one of these.
Oh no! It's thousands of pounds of pressure. You're really cranking down on it.
Now, you're known for interesting drawings and interesting works on paper, but also having a physical representation of what you've drawn. Correct?
That's correct. Many of the things I've been working on in the past few years incorporate the actual plate, or printmaker's term is called a matrix. So the actual plate is incorporated with a lot of these works. The mezzotints, it's not, but the other work I have in the show, they certainly are, where a dry point, the plate of the dry point is actually the glazing in front of the print. Or I've used various objects to make woodcuts on, and they're also incorporated with the actual prints. So I, you know, it's kind of in a way revealing the source of your image.